Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to November. You've tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I am Erica Black, a certified holistic life coach and the owner of my practice, which is called Pull It Together. So thank you very much for joining me. It is Monday, November 2nd, 2015. And it's the only Monday, November 2nd, 2015, that you'll ever have. So what I'm here to do is to encourage, motivate, and inspire you to get out and live your life, really make today count. It's the real show. It's not a dress rehearsal, right? So what you do today has value, meaning, and purpose. All right, so today's topic is, do you believe? Do you believe in what? The question, what do we believe and why do we believe it? Okay, I'm taking you through Life University. That's a program that I'm constructing right now. I'm in the process of doing it. It's going to be on Udemy and, of course, for sale on my website also. But I want you guys to get really great at living life, because instead of, you know, some things that we try to perfect, you know, maybe our pool game or, you know, whatever hobby that we're into, it's all of those things are great. You know, if you enjoy playing pool or you enjoy painting or you enjoy, you know, participating in some kind of sports or music, you know, you play music, it's always good to be excellent. Be the best that you can be. People come at things from all different angles. As a musician myself, I can tell you that that it's very interesting how everyone approaches music, how different singers approach singing and how they figure things out. Guitar, and I know for sure every single guitar player that I've ever met comes at actually learning and figuring out the guitar neck and strumming a little bit differently. It's just, God's creation is vast, and we are all so unique. It's very, very, very exciting. But, you know, for your unique person, I want you to really get intentional, because at Life University, when we're getting great at living life, in order to be great at anything, we have to be intentional, and that's what I talk about a whole lot. So today, you know, I want to just encourage you guys, look at what are the things that you believed in. Have you ever wondered why you believe in them? Why do you like the sports teams that you like, right? You know, this weekend was a great weekend. Of course, it was Halloween. I got the cutest picture of my little grandson dressed up like a lion, and it just reminded me of my son, you know, when he was little, because we dressed him up like a lion one year, and he loved lions, and he would roar and stuff like that. So, anyway, so cute. You know, I live in St. Petersburg, and so my boyfriend and I, we actually, where he lives, they don't get any trick-or-treaters, so we went to the beach, and we also, you know, watched some sports on Saturday and went to the, you know, there's a really cool market in downtown St. Pete, the Saturday market. So went to the market, got some things that we like there. There's a Stamper cheese. That's really excellent cheese. And walked around. It was a beautiful day, absolutely gorgeous. So, you know, we made the most of our day. And, you know, on the weekend, we like to just relax. But one of my teams, one of my college teams, won on Saturday, Notre Dame. And why do I like Notre Dame? You know, and so sometimes people ask me, because I'm from Cincinnati, which is not too far away. There are certainly Cincinnati teams, and of course I like Ohio State as well. But Notre Dame won, and why do I like Notre Dame? Well, the answer to that question, honestly, is that someone that used to be a very close friend of mine influenced me. It was when I was just learning about college football, and he really liked Notre Dame. So, therefore, I like Notre Dame, and I can't tell you any other, well, no, I can actually. Newt Rockne, you know, watch the movie. It's a pretty inspiring show, and how they paint the helmets on game day and stuff like that. It's just, you know, I kind of got into all, you know, kind of the whole thing about Notre Dame football, you know. So, and that has carried on throughout my adult life, you know, not because I decided that I liked Notre Dame football, but because I was influenced, you know, that way. And, of course, yesterday was a great day, wonderful day for me. I went to church, which is real important to me. I love my church. It's called Jesus Church. And, you know, it's another thing that I personally believe in. I believe in Jesus, and I do believe in following his example. So I consider myself a Christian. Many of you listening may consider yourself a Christian also. But I really believe in my church because the tagline says passion for Jesus, compassion for people. So really loving Jesus, and not only that, having compassion on people the way he did. It's following in his footsteps, doing the things that he did, loving and serving people and not judging them. Because, you know, a lot of, like, the word Christian gets a real bad rap when a lot of people that say that they're Christians are out there pointing the finger and judging people all the time. And that's not how Jesus acted. You can look it up in the Bible and, you know, anyway, so that's part of my belief system. So, you know, I'm living in my beliefs and my principles. Now, I grew up, when I grew up, of course, I went to church, and my dad took me to church my whole life. I really enjoyed church, and he brought me up with Christian principles. I did the same thing with my son. I tried to teach him and influence him in the ways of, you know, obviously things that I believed in, because I wanted him to have a good life and live a good life, you know. And so, you know, I used my influence as a parent. But the day came when I had to actually think things through for myself and make my own decision. You know, I looked at all the evidence, seen and unseen, you know, what I feel, you know, about New Age people say it's energy, right? Well, of course it's energy. Everything's energy. We're made up of energy, and everything's made up of atoms and things that are so small that we can't see them, but they're moving around. And even solid things like titanium, if you look at them on a molecular level, you'll see the atoms in motion and wide open spaces in between them, and it's just crazy. And the Bible says that God holds all things together. So I do believe that it's the Creator that gives us shape and even holds the atoms together. You know, that's one thing that I know for sure. And so anyway, I'm operating in my beliefs. So I thought things through on my own. I was influenced by my dad and by my upbringing, right? But I thought things through for myself and made my own choice, you know, for Jesus. And my son did the same thing, you know. I took him to church, of course, and, you know, all the things. And he thinks differently about some things than I do. And my dad and I think differently. Although we're very similar, you know, no two people are going to actually think exactly the same way, no matter how similar their thinking is. I remember hearing a pastor, Danny Schaefer, I think he's passed away now, he's an old Pentecostal guy, preaching many years ago, you know, when I was like a teenager or something, and, you know, like 5 years. Haha, just kidding. Anyway, you guys can do the math, right? I have a grandson and a grandson, and one grandson on the way. I just found that out. I will be having a grandson last week, so really super excited for that. I'm going to see those kids in a couple of weeks and can't wait. They're in West Virginia. But anyway, and I'm in Tampa Bay, right? So going to make my holiday trip. But, you know, Danny Schaefer, he was preaching, he said, one of the smartest things I've ever heard, and, you know, me and the Pentecostals don't necessarily see eye to eye on everything, but I'm all about not sweating the small stuff, right? I think that, you know, if we look past some things and we look at each other, we can find a lot more common ground than we think, you know, because we can appreciate and even give the other point of view a listen. But Danny Schaefer said, he said, I used to think that you had to believe exactly what I believed in order to get into heaven. And then he said, and then God got a hold of me and let me know that if that were true, heaven would be a really lonely place because I'd be the only one there. He's like, not even my wife thinks exactly the same as I do. And, you know, if we're honest, think about it. You know, we all want to understand spirituality. We all want to understand God. People go to great lengths. In fact, there's all kinds of crazy stuff I hear that I don't know that much about. But CERN is something I've done a little research on, and they're really just trying to create or uncreate or, I don't know, things on a molecular level. So I'm not going to say any more than that because I don't want to say anything that isn't true. And, you know, please don't quote me because I don't really understand exactly what's going on. But there's a whole bunch of people trying to create, trying to understand creation and the creator. You know, and, you know, if we're, I mean, we're real smart. We're made in God's image. That's what I believe. You know, and we're really smart. But, you know, I mean, we're the created ones, and God's the creator. So, you know, I think, of course, I think my point of view is correct. I think I'm right. But there's a lot that I don't know. And I think it's pretty arrogant to assume that we personally have the corner on the market of what is true and what's not. You know, I take my direction as well as I can from Jesus' example. And Jesus says, when you know, I only do what my Father does. I only do what I see the Father doing. So if he's the human reflection of God, God incarnate, God in the flesh, then, you know, I'm going to try with my best knowledge, my best thought processes, my best heart that I can muster to follow in those footsteps, right? And I don't talk a lot about religion. I'm sharing with you my own personal beliefs. I have a very, very good friend. Very good friend. He's an excellent person. I've known him for quite a number of years, and he's an atheist, so he's taken me to task a few times on for my beliefs. And as long as we can share information and keep a mutual respect for each other, you know, I'm just fine talking with him or anyone else that has a different viewpoint than I do, you know, and we definitely look for the commonalities, you know, but of course, you know, we're probably not going to ever change each other's minds. If God wants us to change, then he'll have to do it inside of us. And that's the way I feel. And he doesn't even believe that there is a God. So, or I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not going to speak for him. But anyway, you know, it's important to get intentional. What are the things that you believe in, you know? So we need to own our own beliefs, and we need to know what they are. Why do we believe it? Because our parents influenced us. That's the way we were brought up. So this is who I am. I mean, we've talked about hate and anger, and hate is such a low vibration. It's such an ugly energy, right? But do you think that little black babies and little white babies are born into the world hating, and they would, you know, hate each other? No, I don't believe that. Not at all. I think that they would be perfectly okay with each other. It's the influence of the hate that the parents have, prejudiced parents, You know, that little Irish babies and little Catholic babies over in Ireland, that they would come into the world hating each other? No. But, you know, children fight and each other, teenagers, there's riots and all kinds of, you know, even children. But, you know, they grow up and they become adults that hate. You know, we definitely see, we've seen a lot of rioting this year and a lot of blacks pitted against white here in the U.S. Why do those prejudiced people hold those prejudices? You know, in my reasoning, my opinion on that is that we hold those prejudices because we grow up with them. We learn that, you know, from our parents, our peers, even our geographical area and some, you know. The South was very differently minded than the North, right, whenever the Civil War happened. You know, but I do believe that in every human heart there is good, because I know that we're God created. And I do believe that if we really think about some of these things that we hold so vehemently, that we can choose whether or not we actually believe that or not. Like I said, think things through for ourselves, visions. I believe in every human there is a child of God. I believe and know for sure that in every human there is a good person in there underneath whatever crap has been weighing them down, holding them back from really being who they were created to be. You know, this is intentional. This is about making a difference in the world. I believe for sure that every human was born into the world with a desire to play a part, to serve, to make a difference. And that's a God-given desire. I also believe that we're all uniquely gifted and talented. You're born for a purpose, to serve a role. You know, and life, all of these things, these beliefs that we hold that we don't even know why we believe them, you know, some of us hold the belief that we're not good enough. Why do we believe that? Because somewhere along the line, someone bought and sold that to us, maybe our parents or a teacher that belittled us, you know, peers that put us down, whatever. You know, there are empowering beliefs and there are disabling beliefs. The disabling beliefs is, I can never make a difference, so why bother? You know, I'm handicapped in some way. I mean, I'm physically disabled, or I'm emotionally, you know, I'm prone to depression. Well, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of beliefs that we believe that hold us back. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm dyslexic. I have ADD. I can't. You know, can't. You only can't, you know, if you believe it. It's dream, believe, achieve, right? Dream it. God put your dreams in your heart for a reason. Then just believe them. You know, I mean, if you can't sing and you're going, well, I want to be a superstar, pardon me, Farm Fresh Eggs I had this morning, yum. Got those at the market on Saturday. But anyway, you know, if you can't carry a tune in a bucket, but you want to be a superstar, it's probably not going to happen. But I think that God puts dreams that we're actually created for. In fact, one of the most inspiring people that I have the pleasure of having in my life, Pam Singleton, one of my friends at church, I had a kind of disruptive life event last week. Actually, last Monday after I did this show, I had my laptop was stolen. So far, I have not recovered it. I am still expecting that that's a possibility, but, you know, I'm looking into my options. And, you know, this dear friend of mine has been through so much, even in the last year. You know, she lost her husband very, very early on in life, you know, I mean, in her early 40s. And, you know, also, so she's had to deal with that tragedy. Her house flooded, you know, she's had financial difficulties, all of these things. But, you know, she has just trusted that God is going to take care of her, right? So I was in the restroom, and she came in, and I'm like, wow, I think God sent her to me because just seeing her inspires me. And we talked about, you know, there is something to be said for a clean slate. Now, I lost a lot of vital information on my computer, but, you know, as well as the cost of the computer, you know, I mean, programs and content, lots of content. But, you know, I mean, I can't say I handled it all the way well. I wouldn't be honest with you if that were true. But it's really in how you look at things, you know, how you perceive them, what your reaction is, how you respond, you know, what you believe. Do I say, well, stuff like that always happens to me, it's a story of my life? Is that the belief that I hold? Or do I say, whatever has happened, I know that God has the next step for me. I know that everything's going to be okay. I don't have to live in fear. You know, I mean, what do you really believe? You know? So anyway, and she said that she was actually having the opportunity to quit her job at the beginning of December. She was telling me that. And she's going to be working, helping and encouraging people. Very much similar to what I do with you guys, you know, because that's my passion. That's the passion that God put in my heart. You know, maybe your passion is math, you know, and we definitely need people like me that aren't that smart. We're really gifted at some things and not really gifted at other things. And business mindedness and record keeping and bookkeeping and things like that, taxes and things like that, are not my strong suit at all. So I'm really grateful for the people in my life that are really good at that. Like my brother, he does taxes and he's very good at it. I'm really, really grateful that he's in my life and he has those qualities that I don't, right? So, but anyway, so Pam is going to work doing something that she absolutely loves and is passionate about. And I believe, another thing that I actually believe in my heart of hearts is that you can do work, you can be yourself and get paid for it. You can do something that you love to do and make money doing it. You know, I think that was the whole concept in the beginning. You know, God gifts us in certain ways. You know, maybe your gift is that you're really a strong guy and construction and making, putting buildings together and roads together and things like that, that is your gift. Well, we need buildings and we need roads, you know, and things like that. So, you know, I mean, we all come in so many shapes and sizes and so, like I said, the creativity of God is amazing. But, you know, I mean, this isn't really for the faint of heart. You know, we can say, I believe that the United States is a great country. Or we can say, I think this country is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, I mean, you know, personally, I think it was founded on great principles. I think the founding fathers did a great job. Yeah, lots of things are wrong here. No question about it. Now, the question is, how do we solve the problem? And lots of people are talking about that right now, right? Here in the U.S. But what do you believe and why? The media is very crafty also and very influential. Open-minded that you let your brains leak out, people. I mean, I'm totally real with you here. You know, think about issues. Really think about it, and don't just get that this is what I believe. Dang it, and I'm rigid, and I'm not going to budge because I've always held this belief. You know, I mean, because you might be wrong. You know, but think it through for yourself. And then once you really think it through and you make your own conclusions about what you believe, then stand firm in your beliefs and do as much good change, throw your beliefs out there with your heart, with your passion. Be careful to always put love with your beliefs and to be loving and kind and respectful to people that don't share your viewpoints. I've seen a lot of respectfulness in the political debates, and I've seen some things, you know, where there's no love in the opinions given, right? And I'm saying, you know, if we want the world to be a better place, we will be intentional. If we want to get great at living life, we will get intentional about what we believe. What are our core beliefs? And it's not just, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? Are you a Democrat, a Republican? You know, it's not just those things. Those are beliefs. Do you like, you know, like I'm a Bengals fan because I'm from Cincinnati. I'm also a Bucks fan. They both won yesterday, so it was a really good day for football. Really fun day watching football with my sweetheart. But, you know, I mean, when it's all said and done, who I like as a football team, you know, I'll go to the game, I'll have a good time, and, you know, hopefully my team wins. But, you know, that's not going to make or break the world. But what I think about what I think about God, what I think about, you know, my personal values and morals, believe about myself, and what I can do will change my life drastically, and it will change my family, it will change my friends, it will change my community, maybe my city, and maybe the world. And I'm out to influence as many people as I can and to encourage you guys to be the very best that you can be, for sure. You know, because if I limit myself, if I have limiting beliefs, if I look at everything like, oh, poor me, all this has happened to me, or it's nice to be, you know, to have nice things, but, you know, I've always been a poor person, so I'm just, unfortunately, that's where I'm at. You know, I have some friends, and all three of their children are doing careers that they love. One's an artist, one's a clothing designer, and one's into marketing, and they're all wildly successful, and I do believe it's because the parents never, ever told them that they couldn't do what they want and be successful in it. And I'm here to tell you, you can. Please call me for your free coaching session. I would love to speak with you because I'm passionate about helping you move forward. This has been Life University on Pull It Together with Erica Black. I'm here every Monday on Blog Talk Radio at noon Eastern Standard Time. And listen to the archives also. I love you guys. Have an amazing, amazing day, an amazing week. And I will talk with you guys next time on Pull It Together. Remember, get intentional. Really look at what your core beliefs are. What's holding you back? Right? Get intentional and know why you believe it. And then take it out in the world with love. Love you guys. See you next time. Bye-bye.